Hey, by request from Paul from Cops for Kids, he asked me to sort of isolate this particular clip and share it with all of you. Again, I'm just sharing my excitement about Jeremy Powers sharing some extraordinary memorabilia. Take a look at Cops for Kids Winnipeg's Instagram page if you actually want to see the image that of which I'm talking about. Jeremy Powers sent one of his jerseys, a cap, and I think some other swag. He did sign the jersey. I don't know about the hat. Maybe he did. But yeah, this is the following is just me fanboying out over Jeremy Powers. Like I say, I'm a tremendous fan of Behind the Barriers, which is Jeremy Powers' YouTube vlog series. Great insights into professional cyclocross racing. Check it out. Very well worthwhile, and there's more prizes and memorabilia that Cops for Kids does have available for fundraising in March. Check them out, buy a ticket. It's only 10 bucks. Great cause. Can't say enough. All the exclamations. Okay, that's it. That's all I got. Also, in other news that I can relate is ticket sales are actually doing fairly well. We are selling quite a few for the Cops for Kids fundraiser that's happening in March. But on the prize side of things, I was pretty stoked that Paul, who's feeling a little under the weather right now, so do feel better, Paul, sent me a photo of Jeremy Powers' signature or signed kit that he's donated for fundraising. Very, very cool. I gave a shout out on Instagram and Jeremy Powers actually responded back to me directly saying that it was very cool that I posted that up and this and that. However, it's Paul's photo, so I kind of feel weird just shouting out someone's photo I was excited about. Still am excited about. And we got to actually talking, Jeremy and I was very much interested in how he is scaling back his cyclocross racing efforts and what he's going through on that. He didn't want to share too much because he's still figuring it out. Jeremy does have a heart condition that he is taking care of, but his second place at U.S. Nationals this past year showed that he is very much a contender, but I feel that someone who wants to perform at such a high level of the sport, coming in second doesn't quite do it, you know, for athletic accomplishment. However, he is a four-time U.S. champion, so you got to give it up to him for, you know, if he goes away or walks away from the sport, he's going out on top, and you don't want to see your heroes sort of fade away. However, he is one of these people that is a bit of an entrepreneurial figure in cyclocross, so I do see him coming back in terms of maybe showing more Behind the Barriers YouTube vlog style footage, maybe even a podcast. He's very entertaining to listen to. I'd love to see a Spotify playlist. These are all just hot off the top hot ideas, I should say, that he can totally steal and take and like do well with, because I would consume all that content. And yeah, let it be known that I will be putting pretty much almost all my doll hairs into the ticket bin for Jeremy Powers' kit. So yeah, you know what? Maybe people shouldn't show up to this thing so that way I have a better chance of winning. I'm just going to put it out there. So if you don't want me to win, I think you should buy a ticket and try and win the prizes from me. So yeah, that's a throwdown. Throwdown to anyone who wants to win that stuff. I'm calling you out. Buy tickets if you don't want me to win.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.